Never underestimate the power of a paycheck. Tonight, Democratic lawmakers have passed a new state budget just hours before an important deadline. Tony Valdez is here with a special motivation lawmakers had to get it done. Tony?
Special it is, Carlos. If you've lived in California for more than a few years, you know that the state budget was hardly ever passed on time. The difference this year is that if the senators and assembly members hadn't met tonight's midnight deadline, they would have stopped being paid their salary plus their per diem, which comes to upwards of about $120,000 a year.
Democrats outnumber Republicans in Sacramento, and that was most of what got the new budget passed. What Republicans clearly won was the race to use the word gimmick to describe what they say the Democrats used to balance the budget in nearly every soundbite.
Well, obviously, we're doing quite a few fees, there's an awful lot of gimmicks in this budget.
It's filled up with a lot of gimmicks and borrowing and very loose standing legal opinions on how we could do some of the things that they're attempting to do today.
The gimmicks the Republicans are talking about include raising car registration fees and extending a quarter-cent tax that's due to expire next month. Democrats had to start using the word in self-defense.
I mean, it is a very solid budget without gimmicks that we've seen in the past several years.
Yo creo que los únicos juegos o gimmicks que hay aquí es la representación de los republicanos.
Assemblyman Roger Hernandez even used gimmick to tell his Spanish-speaking constituents what the Republicans are using.
We've met the deadline. The governor will review the budget, and hopefully we can get on to rebuilding California.
Here in Southern California, we've got the second largest school district in the United States. We have schools being closed because of budget problems, and yet additional money in this new budget is being cut from education.
There's no doubt. It's one of the unfortunate parts of the refusal, frankly, of the minority party to put up, cast a couple of votes for revenue for schools and for public safety.
You know, this is covering over smoke and mirrors. And for me, we're shifting the truth and we're shafting the taxpayers, which is what always happens.
The new budget goes to Governor Brown, who has until June 30th to sign it, which is plenty of time in Sacramento for negotiating with the Republicans. Christine?
All right, let's talk more about joining us now with more on the whole budget drama. Expert Tim Kavanaugh, senior editor of Reason Magazine. What kind of reaction are you hearing today?
Lawsuits, potentially. Yeah, the Howard Jarvis Taxpayers Association and various defenders of redevelopment agencies.
Let's start with Howard Jarvis.
Claiming that a lot of the stuff is legally, constitutionally dubious. And I think, you know, even Democrats will concede that they're on fairly shaky ground with some of these things. I mean, the language of Prop 26 was quite clear. It may be paradoxical, but it was clear that you only need a simple majority to pass a budget, but you need a two-thirds majority to pass new taxes. I don't see how you can get around the vehicle registration fee and the extension of the quarter-cent tax as taxes. That's what they are.
But with this deadline where lawmakers would not be paid after midnight tonight if they didn't pass a budget, they came up. The Democrats say, we have something on the table. Now what happens?
Now it goes to the governor, and I think they have avoided any threat to their $120,000 right. paychecks. And
the governor make changes?
He can't write the legislation, but he can say, I'm not going to sign this, that, and the other, and they go back and renegotiate. Now, he may have, you know, he has things he wants to do. He wanted to eliminate redevelopment agencies entirely, for example, and that may be on the table. There may be some stuff that he wants to get Republicans on board, and this he may have some wiggle room himself right. to get what he wants.
You mentioned redevelopment agencies. That was another area where you might see some lawsuits, you're saying?
Many local mayors, including Mayor Villaraigosa, have strongly objected to any plan. The initial plan was to eliminate them entirely. Now the plan is essentially to defund them. This is a property rights issue mm-hmm. on which, paradoxically, the Republicans were almost all opposed to Governor Brown's plan, which they really philosophically should have been for.
And more cuts in education than expected?
That's how they're rebuilding California. Who's Daryl Steinberg going to blame when there are no Republicans left at all in California is the real question.
Okay, so what do we look for in the coming days, coming weeks?
I think the governor will probably make a show of not being happy with a lot of stuff and send it back. I mean, the important thing is they made the deadline not to get their pay cuts.
And if you're a Republican, what do you do?
See what you can get nibbling around the edges. I don't think you're going to see anybody signing on to put taxes on the ballot or to approve new taxes without any voter input. So we'll see.
Overall, then, what's your take after today?
Full of gimmicks. Everything that they're saying is true. It's nothing but gimmicks, deferred payments. The only real serious cutting that's happened has been in law enforcement. And so I don't think it's going to be too popular with voters, but they made their deadline.
All right, Tim Cavanaugh, Reason Magazine. Thank you much.